This is an iHeart podcast.
Hey, it's Bobby from the Bobby Bone Show. I had an incredible time at this year's iHeartRadio Music Festival and even got the chance to hang out with Diplo and Bailey Zimmerman while I was there.
How did Ashes come together, Diplo?
I pulled up real quick. He was about to leave on tour. You're about to jump in your tour bus, and we had like 3 hours.
It was really cool. He literally just like randomly showed up to my house. I'm like, oh, hey, Diplo, what are you doing? He's like, I have a song that I want to show you. And I was like, okay.
You can listen to the full episode out now wherever you get your podcasts. And big shout out to my friends at Hyundai for making this possible. Had a blast cruising around the festival weekend in the all-new Palisade Hybrid.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up? It's Mario Lopez. Back to school is an exciting time, but it can also be overwhelming, and kids may feel isolated, a vulnerability that human traffickers can exploit. Human trafficking doesn't always look like what you expect. Everyday moments can become opportunities for someone with bad intentions. Whether you're a parent, teacher, coach, or neighbor, check in, ask questions, stay connected. Blue Campaign is a national awareness initiative that provides resources to help recognize suspected instances of human trafficking. Learn the signs and how to report at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
I turned off news altogether.
I hate to say it, but I don't trust much of anything.
It's the rage bait.
It feels like it's trying to divide people.
If we got clear facts, maybe we could calm down a little.
NBC News brings you clear reporting. Let's meet at the facts. Let's move forward from there. NBC News, reporting for America.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping a forest fire resistant, synonymous with keeping a forest healthy. And we do that through planting more than we harvest and mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. Coming to you from the city where the West begins, Fort Worth, Texas. Pat Summitt was a legendary women's basketball coach at the University of Tennessee and the winningest coach in NCAA history, known for her unparalleled success, fierce dedication to her players, 8 national championships, and for revolutionizing women's sports. Here to tell the story is Greg Hengler. Let's take a listen.
You deserve it, so go get it. That's what you got to think. You got to go get it. You got to earn it. They don't respect you. They don't think you can play out there. You got to show some fire and some competitiveness. I don't know about y'all, but I want to win a national championship.
Tennessee has won the national championship. The title goes to Knoxville again.
That's it. Tennessee has won the national championship. And they've done it. Back-to-back championship. The first team ever to go 39-0.
Can you say back-to-back? The Lady Vols have won championship number 8 in 08.
Pat took the game to the highest level that it's ever been.
And you know what? At the end, they're going to forget the wins. They're going to forget the losses. They're going to forget how many championships you won. They're not going to remember conference titles. None of that's going to stick. What's going to stick is when they say women's basketball, Pat Summitt. Those two things will never be separated.
That was Gino Auriemma, coach of the University of Connecticut Huskies. They had one of the most competitive relationships in women's college basketball. Here's Mike Krzyzewski, the head coach of Duke, talking about Coach Pat.
One of the great coaches of any sport, you know, let alone basketball, was Pat Summitt. I can remember early in my career, C.M. Newton, one of the great guys in men's college basketball, wanted to hire her to be a men's coach and said, look, you should go to one of her practices. She knows how to coach. And she really put women's basketball out there. In other words, what she did with recruiting, accomplishment, championships, it started from there. And obviously, you know, today, you know, Gino's done an unbelievable job at Connecticut, but that would not have been without Pat.
Pat Summitt worked as a grad assistant for the UT Lady Vols, but the head coach unexpectedly stepped down and Pat became the head coach from 1974 to 2012. Here's Marcia Sharp, former head coach of the University of Texas Tech.
I don't suppose that there's really the right words to talk about her legacy or what she meant to women's basketball. When you get a job when you're a grad assistant and turn it into something like she did, it's the most remarkable story in sports in so many ways, and particularly for women in sports at that time. Title IX had just become law, and it was kind of a perfect storm when she came along and started that program.
Pat Summitt was born on June 14, 1952, in Clarksville, Tennessee.
We had a dairy farm. I just remember milking cows 5 a.m. and 5 p.m.
I don't think my grandfather knew what to do with my mom. He just assumed, hey, I can just treat her like the boys.
We were strict on him. Of course, he was a little more stricter than I was. You know, it generally goes that way.
My father, he was the one that probably inspired me the most. Times he challenged me and said, I don't know if you'll ever be able to do this. And, of course, that's all I needed to hear.
I don't think that she planned to be a pioneer, but I think that she was comfortable being the pioneer.
Coach Summitt began her coaching career before women's basketball was an NCAA-sanctioned sport. And just 2 years after Title IX came into play, the legislation that created more athletic opportunities for women, her personal basketball career was played from 1970 to 1974 at the University of Tennessee at Martin. Pat Summitt then played in the Olympic Games in 1976, co-captaining the United States women's national basketball team as a player in the inaugural women's tournament, winning the silver medal. She then returned to the Olympics in 1984 as a head coach and led the U.S. women's team to the gold medal. She was the first in U.S. Olympic basketball history to play on and coach medal-winning teams.
Yeah, I remember the first loss, probably more than the first win. And we played Mercer University. They were good. And I knew after the game that I just didn't do a good job. You know, and I was young, and I just wasn't experienced enough, or confident enough, probably. And I remember calling home, and my mother answered the phone, and we were chit-chatting, and she goes, Trish, how you doing? I go, I'm doing great, Mom. Never even asked me about the game. Probably didn't even know we were playing. Or if she did, she probably just forgot about it, because she never was into sports. And I said, is Dad there? And she said, yes. And I said, is it okay? I talked to him, because he didn't like talk on the phone much. And she said yes, so she handed him the phone, and I've never heard him say hello. He said, all right. Well, I was so nervous, because I knew, you know, he knows how competitive we all are, and he's competitive. And I said, hey, Dad. And he goes, did you win? And I said, no, sir. We lost. Long pause, and I didn't know what he was going to say other than, you need to get out of coaching. But he said, so you lost. I said, yes, sir. He said, let me tell you one thing. You don't take donkeys to the Kentucky Derby. you better get you some race horses. And he hung up. But I knew what he was saying to me. And it really shaped me in terms of my philosophy to understand that you win in life with people. You know, it's not about me. I've never scored a basket for the University of Tennessee. You know, and I'm starting my 36th year. It's all about the people you surround yourself with and what they bring to the court, to the game, and to understanding that it is a team concept and they have to do it together.
And you've been listening to the story of Pat Summitt, a revolutionary figure not just in women's sports, but sports in general. When we come back, more of the life of Pat Summitt. This is Our American Stories. This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And all of our history stories are brought to us by our generous sponsors, including Hillsdale College, where students go to learn all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that matter in life. If you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.
Hey, it's Bobby from the Bobby Bone Show. I had an incredible time at this year's iHeartRadio Music Festival and even got the chance to hang out with Diplo and Bailey Zimmerman while I was there. Check this out.
So how did Ashes come together, Diplo?
Well, I kind of briefly met Bailey, I think, at Morgan's show, one of them, and I think he's just the guy in Nashville. He's cool as hell, and I had a new kind of sound I wanted to do, and I think he's the one guy that could carry it. And I came to his house. I had a show. I pulled up real quick. He was about to leave on tour. You're about to jump in your tour bus, and we had like 3 hours, played the record for him. We kind of like got a scratch, and then he handled it on his own on the road.
Yeah, it was really cool. He literally just like randomly showed up to my house. And I'm like, oh, hey, Diplo, what are you doing? He's like, I have a song that I want to show you. And I was like, okay. And then now we're here playing it live.
You can listen to the full episode out now wherever you get your podcasts. And big shout out to my friends at Hyundai for making this possible. Had a blast cruising around festival weekend in the all-new Palisade Hybrid.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up? It's Mario Lopez. Back to school is an exciting time, but it can also be overwhelming, and kids may feel isolated, a vulnerability that human traffickers can exploit. Human trafficking doesn't always look like what you expect. Everyday moments can become opportunities for someone with bad intentions. Whether you're a parent, teacher, coach, or neighbor, check in, ask questions, stay connected. Blue Campaign is a national awareness initiative that provides resources to help recognize suspected instances of human trafficking. Learn the signs and how to report at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping a forest fire resistant, synonymous with keeping a forest healthy, and we do that through planting more than we harvest and mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
I turned off news altogether.
I hate to say it, but I don't trust much of anything.
It's the rage bait.
It feels like it's trying to divide people.
If we got clear facts, maybe we could calm down a little.
NBC News brings you clear reporting. Let's meet at the facts. Let's move forward from there. NBC News, reporting for America.
And we continue with Our American Stories. And what a story we've been listening to. Pat Summitt, we learned in the last segment, was the first person in women's sports to both coach and play on medal-winning teams. Let's pick up now where we last left off. Here again is Greg Hengler.
Before Coach Summitt had her son Tyler in 1990, she endured 6 miscarriages.
I think the one achievement in my life that means the most to me is the birth of my son, Tyler. He's just a gift from God, and he's just been so special in so many ways. Because as much as I've taught him, I think he's probably taught me even more.
All the things I hear about my mom, you know, all the championships, the wins, you know, all the Olympic players, you know, all the players who played for her and are now coaches, you know, things like that, everything she's done. And then for her to say that, you know, that about me, it's just, it makes me feel so special. People have heard the story when I got cut, you know, my 6th grade year, and, you know, I was heartbroken, and, you know, I think maybe part of me thought that because I was her son, I might make it, you know, just solely on that, and I didn't work as hard as I could have.
I walk in the room, and I said, Tyler, what's wrong with you? And he goes, I got cut. Well, my first thought is, what coach in East Tennessee would cut my son? I mean, think about it. You know, put him at the end of the bench, but give him a uniform. And then I guess the coach came out in me, and I looked at Tyler and I said, he had a basketball under each arm. He was crying so hard.
And she goes, well, do you think you worked hard enough? And I knew I didn't. I said no. And she said, well, now you know what you got to do. And I was like, you know, I wanted her because I knew she knew everything about basketball.
And he goes, Mom, will you help me? I said, son, I will help you, but I will not start your engine. You must start your engine every day. Do you understand that? And he goes, yes, ma'am.
So every day, you know, that I wanted her to help me, I would have to go to her. It wouldn't be her pushing me. You got to be self-motivated, and that's another thing she taught me. It's really important.
During her time as coach, she racked up 1,098 career wins, the most in women's college basketball history upon her retirement. And she won 8 NCAA championships. In the year 2000, she was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Then, in August 2011, Pat Summitt announced that she had been diagnosed with early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. Here she is talking about it with her son.
I just felt something was different, and, you know, at the time, I didn't know what I was dealing with, and until I went to the Mayo Clinic, I couldn't be for sure. But I can remember, you know, being trying to coach and trying to figure out schemes and whatever, and it just wasn't coming to me like I typically would say, oh, hey, we're going to do this, going to run that. I think it probably caused me to, you know, second guess. And I know when I was talking with Mickey, you know, and I just, she said, you know, what's going on with you? And I said, I don't know. You know, I don't know. And so, you know, I was glad that we went to the Mayo Clinic because at least I knew then, you know, what I was dealing with.
But, you know, it's hard to fight an invisible opponent. And I think that now we know what we're up against. And we're ready to take the next chapter in our lives.
Coach Summitt finished out the 2011-2012 season, but with her assistant coach, Harley Warlick, who had been with her since 1985, doing most of the coaching. Here, Coach Warlick shares one of her favorite stories about Coach Summitt.
You know, y'all know how intense Pat is. I mean, just off the chain. And we sent our kids off for the summer, and we wanted on their own. They had to go work out, and we made sure they had to get in shape. You have to come back in shape. And some of the kids meant to lose. Back when you could talk about weight, some of them you had to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds. We can't tell them to lose pounds. We just got to tell them to get in shape now. But Pat told this young lady, you know, you got to lose 15 pounds. It's the bottom line. So we all, at the beginning of the year, we meet as a staff and a team, and we come in, and right when they go back to school, where this young lady came in, and Pat's like, are you kidding me? She goes, get back in my office right now. And so the little girl went back and got in the office, and she sat down, and she goes, what have you been doing? She goes, well, I've been... No, you've been doing nothing. You have been doing nothing. She goes, what did I tell you before you left? I told you to lose 15 pounds. You're not getting back on the court till you get lose 15 pounds. The girl's like about to bust out crying. She goes, just leave. Just leave. The kid gets up and leaves, and she's like, goes and gets in the team meeting, and Pat calls me in there and goes, I just chewed so-and-so out. And I said, really? Okay. So we went back into the meeting, all right? And so we get in the meeting, and we go around and tell each other what the names are and what class you are. And I'm Abby Conklin. I'm a senior. And I come up, and this young lady goes, and she says, hi, I'm Beth Bartel, and I'm a manager, I think. And so here's the great part, too. As we're going around, Pat all of a sudden got red and just started looking, turning around to me and goes, oh, my God, I just talked to her, and she's a manager. And I went, what? And so she says, don't tell anybody. So I went, I won't. Nikki, do you know what Pat did? So, yeah. So if you're going to be a manager, you better get under the weight requirement.
Just 5 years after her diagnosis, Pat Summitt passed away. Her memorial was held on July 16th, 2016, at the Thompson Bowling Arena located on the University of Tennessee campus. The basketball court was renamed the Summitt. Her son Tyler spoke first. In front of him was the stool that she would sit on every game.
This stool, it's here for a reason. As many of you fans know, and of course the players, this was her outward platform where she would sit and her Lady Vol family would gather around her for words of encouragement, words of wisdom, but usually a lot of harsh criticism. But something that I also want to celebrate tonight is my mom's heart, her enormous heart. And I'm here to tell you that inwardly, behind the scenes, she had three hearts, the heart of a mother, a heart for others, and a heart for Jesus Christ. And so let's start with the heart of a mother. I heard three words every single day of my life. I love you. Every day. Didn't matter how busy she was, what she had to do, she took the time to stop and tell me that. And not only did she say it, but she showed it. She walked the talk. You might think that the famous coach, Pat Summitt, might not have time for the normal parental duties, like, let's say, cooking dinner. But I'm here to tell you the majority of my life, I'm talking 6 or 7 nights a week, my mom was home cooking dinner. For those of us that know her best, it wasn't carry out, it wasn't microwave meals. We're talking the stove, the grill, and 2 ovens going at the same time. I mean, Pat Summitt felt lazy if she only had 1 oven going at the same time. So she had the heart of a mother.
And you've been listening to one heck of a story about one heck of a coach and so much more than just a coach. By the way, the number of human beings whose lives were transformed having encountered Pat Summitt, just as happens with Coach Krzyzewski, Coach Wooden, and so many of the other coaches we've celebrated here on this show. And of course, Coach Bear Bryant. And her greatest assignment, she called her son Tyler. 6 miscarriages she went through. Talk about persistence. And my goodness, what a career. 1,900 plus career wins, 8 national championships, and the Basketball Hall of Fame in the year 2000. But then comes tragedy, the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And not long after, 5 years after the diagnosis, she passes. And we just heard the eulogy of her son. And my goodness, it was spectacular. When we come back, we're about to hear more of it here on Our American Stories.
Hey, it's Bobby from the Bobby Bone Show. I had an incredible time at this year's iHeartRadio Music Festival and even got the chance to hang out with Diplo and Bailey Zimmerman while I was there. Check this out.
So how did Ashes come together, Diplo?
Well, I kind of briefly met Bailey, I think, at Morgan's show, one of them. And I think he's just the guy in Nashville. He's cool as hell. And I had a new kind of sound I wanted to do. And I think he's the one guy that could carry it. And I came to his house. I had a show. I pulled up real quick. He was about to leave on tour. You're about to jump in your tour bus. And we had like 3 hours, play the record for him. We kind of like got a scratch. And then he handled it on his own on the road.
Yeah. It was really cool. He literally just like randomly showed up to my house. And I'm like, oh, hey, Diplo, what are you doing? He's like, I have a song that I want to show you. And I was like, okay. And then now we're here playing it live.
You can listen to the full episode out now wherever you get your podcasts. And big shout out to my friends at Hyundai for making this possible. Had a blast cruising around festival weekend in the all-new Palisade Hybrid.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up? It's Mario Lopez. Back to school is an exciting time, but it can also be overwhelming, and kids may feel isolated, a vulnerability that human traffickers can exploit. Human trafficking doesn't always look like what you expect. Everyday moments can become opportunities for someone with bad intentions. Whether you're a parent, teacher, coach, or neighbor, check in, ask questions, stay connected. Blue Campaign is a national awareness initiative that provides resources to help recognize suspected instances of human trafficking. Learn the signs and how to report at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping the forest fire resistant, synonymous with keeping a forest healthy, and we do that through planting more than we harvest. And mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
I turned off news altogether.
I hate to say it, but I don't trust much of anything.
It's the rage bait.
It feels like it's trying to divide people.
If we got clear facts, maybe we can calm down a little.
NBC News brings you clear reporting. Let's meet at the facts. Let's move forward from there. NBC News, reporting for America.
And we continue with Our American Stories and the story of Pat Summitt. Let's pick up where we last left off, in the middle of Tyler Summitt's eulogy for his mom.
One time when I was playing soccer, first let's step back and realize as she's winning those back-to-back-to-back national championships in the 90s, she still took the time to come and watch her six-year-old play soccer. At halftime, I ran over to her imaginary stool on the sideline, and I look up and I say, "Hey, Mom, you know, how am I doing?" Well, she looked down and she said, "Oh, you're doing all right." That's not Pat Summitt. So I said, "No, come on, Mom. How am I doing?" And she first took her sunglasses off and got eye level with me. That's when I knew I was in for it. She said, "Son, you're not being aggressive. Get after the ball. Run after it. Don't be scared to get physical out there." "Yes, ma'am." So I run back out there with those six-year-olds, and folks, I was everywhere. I was all over the field. I was knocking people down. So I run back over to my coach after the game, and I get some harsh criticism from him as well. And so I walk back to Mom. I said, "Mom, I'm confused. You know, You tell me to be more aggressive, but my coach tells me I'm playing out of my position. She hadn't realized I was the goalie. That was the last time Pat Summitt ever tried to coach soccer. But it shows her heart. She wanted to help any and everybody, no matter if she knew the rules or not. And that brings me to her second heart, a heart for others. And she had it. I guarantee you there are so many people in this building, so many people watching right now that have stories of Pat Summitt walking 100 miles an hour and then stopping on a dime to sign an autograph for a little girl, to say thank you to the janitor or the cafeteria worker. That was her heart for others. She would sacrifice, no matter where she was, where her stool was at the time, whether it was her office chair, an airplane seat. It didn't matter where she was. She would sacrifice for others. She was the strongest person I have ever known, or that I ever will know. But a lot of people don't know where that strength came from. Her favorite Bible verse was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. She had a heart for Jesus. One of my favorite memories was back in 2012 when we were baptized together again in front of friends and family. Another example of her faith was in the last few days of her life when I'm sitting there by her side, and for a son to hear some come up to her and say, "Pat, I love you. Thank you. You brought me closer to God." It's the most incredible feeling a son can ever have for his mother, a child can ever have for a parent. And it just showed that she walked the talk. She showed her faith through her actions. And I know in that way, but in so many others, I'm still learning so much from my mom. I still have so much to learn from her.
During Peyton Manning's years at the University of Tennessee as their legendary quarterback, he went to a lot of Lady Vol basketball games. It was here where he developed a respect for Coach Summitt.
19 years ago, I came to see Pat Summitt deciding whether I should stay for my junior or senior year, and I sat in her office for 2 hours. She giving me great advice on what she thought I should do. As a coach and as a person, Pat did more than outthink uncertainty and stare down competitors. She stared down doubts. If you were recruited by Pat and her staff, it was like a casting call for greatness. She epitomized the Lady Vols. More than that, and because of her actions, she gave new depth and dimension to the word lady. Her memory should be like the perfect game plan that drives every one of us to fiercely go after our dreams, no matter what opposition gets in our way, and to do it with as much grace as ferocity, and in the end, to generate respect for the way we went after it with abandon. If you ask me, Pat's true greatness was in her actions, the way she walked onto that court and commanded the sidelines, the way her presence electrified and her stare quieted a room. It was the substance of her life, her example, that will resonate most. Pat Summitt epitomized courage. All she needed to hear was there was a challenge ahead for her to defy expectations. She was a teacher on and off the court. Last summer, I was in Knoxville, and I knew that Pat wasn't doing so well. Coach Fulmer and I decided to drive over to visit our old friend. We knew she probably wouldn't know our names, and she didn't, but that wasn't the point. Pat smiled a lot as we sat and spent time with her, and she seemed to just enjoy having our company. We didn't know if it even mattered that we were there, but deep inside, we both hoped it would. 2 weeks ago, at Pat's funeral, Shamiqua Holdsclaw and I caught up with each other again. She, like so many of Pat's former players, stayed in close contact with her. Shamiqua told me that even as Pat's memory continued to fade, if Pat saw one of my games or commercials on TV, she pointed at the screen and said, "That's my friend." he comes to visit me. There goes my friend. 2 weeks ago at her gravesite, the tears rolled down my cheeks. After I left, I got a text from Sally Jenkins that reminded me of Pat's words to anyone in enough agony to come crying to her. With a nudge full of kindness and a move on mentality, she'd tell them, toughen up, buttercup. So in the spirit of Pat, I'll echo her own words. Toughen up, buttercup. And in saying goodbye for the last time, we can all say, there goes our friend.
We're going to end this story with Coach Pat Summitt sharing her best piece of life advice.
To look in the mirror and see yourself and challenge yourself to be the very best and to always do the right thing. And again, never compromise your principles, never lower your standards. Whatever it is that you desire to do in life, have the courage and the commitment to do it and to do it to your absolute best. And always, always know that you have to believe it to do it.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And I have a story of my own. I would travel around the Southeast Conference during my years in law school, and we would work our way into gyms and play hoops. I was at the University of Virginia, and Pat Summitt was at Tennessee. One was SEC, one was ACC, but we would go to a lot of both conference away games. We loved it, my friends and I. And one day I got onto the court, and I was just shooting around with some girls playing ball, me and my buddy, and we were good athletes, and we were good ball players. We were taking it easy on the girls, and we were sort of goofing off. And Pat Summitt comes in and says, you're going to play against my girls, you're going to play hard, or get off the court. And she knew that men had more talent on the court than women. She knew it. There wasn't a debate about men versus women on the court. But if you're going to be on the court with the women, play hard. Don't take it easy on my girls. Beat them, was what she was saying. Beat them. They'll get better for it. The story of Pat Summitt, as told by one of the best sources there are, Peyton Manning, her son, and of course, Pat Summitt herself, with that great life advice in the end, to look in the mirror and challenge yourself. The story of Pat Summitt, here on Our American Story.
Hey, it's Bobby from the Bobby Bone Show. I had an incredible time at this year's iHeartRadio Music Festival and even got the chance to hang out with Diplo and Bailey Zimmerman while I was there.
How did Ashes come together, Diplo?
I pulled up real quick. He was about to leave on tour. You're about to jump in your tour bus, and we had like 3 hours.
It was really cool. He literally just like randomly showed up to my house. I'm like, oh, hey, Diplo, what are you doing? He's like, I have a song that I want to show you. And I was like, okay.
You can listen to the full episode out now wherever you get your podcasts. And big shout out to my friends at Hyundai for making this possible. Had a blast cruising around the festival weekend in the all-new Palisade Hybrid.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up? It's Mario Lopez. Back to school is an exciting time, but it can also be overwhelming and kids may feel isolated, a vulnerability that human traffickers can exploit. Human trafficking doesn't always look like what you expect. Everyday moments can become opportunities for someone with bad intentions. Whether you're a parent, teacher, coach, or neighbor, check in, ask questions, stay connected.
Blue Campaign is a national awareness initiative that provides resources to help recognize suspected instances of human trafficking. Learn the signs and how to report at dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Get ready to power up your play with Nintendo Switch 2. Power up the visuals with 4K support and a bigger, more vivid screen. Power up the fun with exclusive new games like Mario Kart World and Donkey Kong Bonanza. Nintendo Switch 2, all together, anytime, anywhere. Games rated E to E10 Plus. Games and systems sold separately. Compatible TV required for 4K display.
Hey everyone, it's Sophia Bush, host of the podcast Work in Progress. Lexus is a company that believes in the importance of setting a standard. For me, a standard that matters to me is being a friend, being a person, being a coworker who shows up. The standard Lexus has set for themselves is to experience amazing. Lexus's benchmarks are feelings. Things like exhilaration and joy and amazing can only be achieved by knowing people on a deeper level. It's feeling like your car was designed and built just for you. A machine that makes you feel more human. Because a car that doesn't make you feel something is a car that stops short of amazing. So experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
This is an iHeart podcast.